Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A Peck man and woman are back in custody following another drug-related arrest in Sanilac County. Authorities say the pair, ages 31 and 38, were taken into custody June 2nd after members of the Sanilac County Drug Task Force conducted a traffic stop on Van Dyke Road in Marlette Township. Investigators allege the occupants discarded an item from the vehicle as deputies attempted to make the stop. The item was recovered and is believed to have contained methamphetamine. A subsequent search of the vehicle reportedly uncovered additional drug paraphernalia. Both suspects were lodged in the Sanilac County Jail while prosecutors review potential charges. The arrest comes less than 5 months after the same two individuals were taken into custody during a separate drug task force investigation in Flynn Township. In that case, deputies reported seizing approximately 50 grams of suspected methamphetamines, other controlled substances, and prohibited weapons. The pair was later released on bond. The latest investigation remains active, and authorities have not released additional details. The Sanilac County Drug Task Force continues to encourage residents to report suspected drug activity through its anonymous tip line or online reporting tools. And in Huron County Circuit Court, a hearing for Jared Cash Butterfield addressed multiple pretrial motions and resulted in a contempt sentence following a courtroom outburst. During the hearing, Butterfield interrupted proceedings and accused the prosecution of making false statements. After issuing warnings, Huron County Circuit Judge Gerald Prill found Butterfield in direct contempt of court and sentenced him to 10 days in jail. Butterfield was removed from the courtroom. Judge Burrell later offered remote participation through Zoom with Butterfield's microphone muted, but Butterfield rejected the offer and allowed his attorney to continue on his behalf. The court ruled that that evidence involving alleged assaultive acts from 2012 through 2014 and in 2020 may be presented at trial. Judge Burrell determined the evidence could be considered by a jury for purposes including intent, common scheme or plan, and absence of mistake. The court also ruled on evidence related to the alleged victim. Prior misdemeanor convictions, probation status, and past warrants were excluded. Evidence of alleged drug use during the time period of the reported incident was ruled admissible, while evidence of drug use outside that time frame was excluded. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with that news story's local news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with that local story, Judge Brill granted a prosecution request to add one count of criminal sexual conduct in the third degree. The count found the examining magistrate abused discretion by not considering the entire record during the preliminary examination. The judge cited testimony alleging assaultive conduct and strangulation before the reported sexual contact and found sufficient evidence for a jury to consider whether force or coercion occurred. The request to add a first-degree criminal sexual conduct charge was denied. Defense motion seeking disqualification of Prosecutor Timothy Rutkowski was denied. The defense argued Rutkowski should be called as a witness because the alleged victim first disclosed the criminal sexual conduct allegation to him. Judge Prill ruled the information was available through the alleged victim's testimony and was not exclusive to the prosecutor. The court also granted the prosecution's motion to remove Rutkowski from the defense witness list. A defense motion requesting a change of venue due to pretrial publicity was taken under advisement. Judge Brill said the court will evaluate whether an impartial jury can be selected when jury selection begins and may revisit the issue if necessary. Butterfield's trial remains scheduled for late August in Huron County Circuit Court. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.